Hey.
Hey.
What's up, everyone?
And welcome.
Oh my god.
To another episode of
Lady and the Harlot. I am Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And holy crap. What a week.
And we're coming from a different
location.
Yes, that's right. That's what I was going to say.
We're starting off great here. Oh my god. This is the second time we've recorded in Staten Island in my bedroom.
Staten Island.
Shaolin. we're recording in my bedroom because your girl over here.
The magic happens.
Well, not just that. Not because the magic happens and it's in the Forgotten Borough. Is the fact that I am recouping from surgery still, so it's kind of difficult for me to make the trek out to Long Island.
On the other end of the spectrum.
Yes, the other island. Strong Island. So welcome to Lady and the Harlot. So this week's episode, it's so funny because Cheryl's like, what are we talking about again?
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
Isn't that bad? What we're talking about this week is workplace romances.
Yeah.
Now, what's very interesting is probably less than 15 minutes ago, we were on a dating app.
Yes.
And the reason.
Experimenting.
Yes. Seeing
part
what's
two.
Out there. Experimental part two. I know that in the dating scene as it is today, and it's crazy, is online dating, right?
Yes.
However, and it's really, really funny. Because a lot of relationships start or happen at work.
Right.
And I think, obviously, the reason being is that we spend more time at work than we do at home.
Yeah. Hence why.
Yes.
People don't really find time to go date. Out and
yeah.
date.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's either the workplace romance or online dating.
Yeah.
And me personally, I've done the work. I've done both, actually.
Online dating and
work. Yeah.
I don't have that option at my job.
I know, exactly.
It's unfortunate.
Right? It is unfortunate. Excuse me.
I need, like, you know, a variety, and it's just the same old, same old.
Yeah, because it's funny. It depends on where you work. So, yeah. Like, for instance, where you work is an office setting, so it's the same people every day.
Yeah.
Whereas my job, a.k.a. Journey of the Broke.
Crazy.
Yes. My job deals with more of a variety of people. So right. It's either, you know, people coming in and out, whether it be customers or vendors or mechanics or whatever. Like, even when I was at the gym, it was members. When I worked at the...
So you get to meet a slew of different people on a regular basis.
And I'm a personality in itself. So
right.
I just attract the crazy crazies. But I like meeting people in person. I don't really like online dating.
I don't like it either.
But it is what it is for now.
Yeah, it is.
I like going on these profiles, just seeing how people.
Yeah, so I'm doing the online dating.
Perceive themselves.
You know, it just is what it is. So here's, you know, Dagna who's swiping through for me. And
reading profile. I'm trying not to be the grammar Nazi.
Yeah, that's a big no-no when your grammar's off. Next.
Yes, your grammar's off. You're writing the wrong word. Like, I'm a big thing, like, when people are like, you're welcome, and they put down Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-apostrophe.
Yeah, like, you should know the difference by now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I shouldn't have to be like, your.
Yeah.
Like, it's yours. Like, no, sweetie, it's you are welcome. Well, if that makes it easier for you, then put down you are welcome.
Yes.
I don't even care if you write the letter.
Yeah, abbreviation.
I would be okay with the letter U and the letter R.
Yeah.
Welcome. Versus your. Like, as in, I'm handing something like it's yours.
Yeah.
It really, like, makes me cringe. But anyway. We literally just read a profile where the guy was like, I don't want to waste my time or your time. And instead of waste being like garbage, like W-A-S-T-E, he put down waste, like as in your waistline. So I'm just like,
that's so very interesting.
Dude.
You should know the difference by now at your age.
So
I'm
please,
sorry to say.
Men, here's a little tip from us ladies. Please, when you write your profile,
please reread it.
Please reread it as if you were the woman that was looking for someone.
Yes.
Because if you are a woman looking for someone, then you would ask yourself, like, would I date me?
Exactly. And please put up a decent picture of yourself. Not a picture of you being in a cave or yes. on a fishing boat.
Holding a fish.
Yeah. Like, you know, we want to see you.
And it's fine. I mean, like, I guess that's them.
Yeah, it is.
In their natural habitat.
But I want to see, like, an actual
photo.
Yeah, like a real photo.
Yes. And men.
Like a decent, good photo. Yes. Like, if you're smiling as if, like, you're posing for the camera, like you're modeling. And not to say that you have to do that, but, like, come on. Like, you see the women's profile, like, step it up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. And, like, guys are like, please don't use any filters because it's misleading. Well, you in a cave or you on a boat is like, what the fuck? And, you know, for the guys who are single dads, please cover your child's photo.
Yeah, because like, it's not appealing. I'm going to keep it real. I'm a mother myself, and it's not appealing when men show their kids. Because if you think that's going to like get the woman because you're showing your kids and you're being such a good father, no, that just does not look.
Yeah,
because like, I look like, you know, you're using your kids to try to get that woman.
Right. And like I said, you want to protect your children. So like blur out their face or something.
Because you don't know what type of people are.
Yeah, there's some crazy crazies out there.
Exactly.
Man and woman. There are crazy crazies out there. Exactly. So dudes, single dads, please cover your child's photo or picture or face, I should say. So I'm varying off the topic, but it's all connected. It really is all connected because, you know, workplace romances are probably the biggest place where people meet because, like I said, you spend the most of your time at work.
Yeah.
You know, but what always cracks me up is every time you join a new company, they're like, please do not fraternize with the other employees.
Yeah.
Please do not.
Which really doesn't like.
Yeah.
And work.
And not only that, but sexual harassment is huge and extremely sensitive topic,
especially now. Yes. The whole Me Too movement
now. Even before Me Too. So I love sharing this story because it cracks me up every single time that I tell it. I tell it to my employees all the time because the conversations that happen at work with employees, right, is like, I have to. So I work with a lot of kids, and when I say kids, they're in their 20s. I work with a lot of fucking kids.
We're gonna keep it real here.
Yes. And they're in their 20s. They're in their early 20s, mid 20s, right? And when they talk to each other or if they're looking at people that are passing by, they say things that are a little inappropriate. I'm not sensitive to that. However, I have to make them aware of how sensitive sexual harassment is.
Yes.
Right. So here,
they have sexual harassment training.
Oh, yeah. Right. And so here's how sensitive sexual harassment is. Picture it. Sears, 2002.
Oh, I was going to say 1996.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was in high school and I wasn't working. But Sears, 2002. Right. I'm working at Sears at the time. I was working in the electronics department and I got promoted and I was working in the office in the cash room handling the money for the store. Right. So I go out on my lunch break and I run into my coworker who works in my old department of electronics. Right. And I'm like, hey, you going on break? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, cool. Let's go together. So we leave the store. Mm-hmm. We are not on store property. We are at Sbarro's, which is a pizza chain here in New York.
I was about to say Sbarro's. What is that? But Sbarro. Then I just remember. Yeah, I just remembered.
So we're having pizza. Right. And I'm like, oh, so how is it on the sales floor today? He's like, oh, it's fucking slow. I can't wait until summer comes around so I can do my other job.
Right.
So I'm like, what's your other job? Oh, I'm a cabana boy at this resort in Long Island. And I'm like,
interesting.
Yeah.
Is this the place that we went to?
No. No. No, it is not.
For your birthday, you remember?
Yeah. No. There was no cabana boys. There was just a restaurant. I don't know.
There was a beach down below. So who knows?
Oh, who knows? Yeah, right? No. This was like
in Bayville.
Yeah. It was no. What he's talking about is an actual like resort getaway. Oh, yeah.
I forgot the Hamptons. Sorry.
Yeah, we went.
My head is not all here right now.
She a little buzz from the coconut margaritas we just consumed.
Kind of forgot about that part of Long Island.
So his actual resort is not a restaurant. Right. So he's a cabana boy there, and I didn't know what a cabana boy was, so I asked him what's a cabana boy. He's like, oh, it's like concierge, you know, you gotta bring things to the people that come there and blah blah blah. He's like, boy, but let me tell you, those single wives, those wives, sorry, those married women pay extra for extra things.
Oh, do they?
Yes. Mm. And I'm like, married women paying for extra things. Okay, they're on a girls trip with their friends, or they're just like looking to get away from their husbands, or they're there with their husbands and their husband's playing golf.
Right.
They're paying a little extra to the cabana boy for sexual services.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And I'm like, what? So is it, like, my mind was blown. Here I am, 22-year-old Dagna. And my mind is like, wow, tell me more. So, you know, he's telling me all about it at lunch.
Right.
Off work property.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We get back to work, and not 5 minutes back, I get called into the HR office.
Right? Really?
Yeah. So I go into the HR office, and there he is. And we're both looking at each other like perplexed, like, huh? What are we doing here?
Right? Yeah.
So the HR manager says, so you guys are probably wondering why I brought you in here. I brought you in here for sexual harassment. And I'm looking at him.
What?
And he's looking at me, and he's like, did I sexually harass you? And I was like, no. Did I sexually harass you? And he's like, no. And she's like, well, I need to clarify something. It's not towards each other. You guys had lunch together today, right? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, there was a lady that works in refrigerators that was at the next table and heard your conversation and reported both of you.
What?
Yes.
That's some bullshit.
She was offended.
Oh, so. God. Is she old? I'm sorry. You know, about to say old lady, but you know, like.
She was older, yes, but not that much older. And it was like, what? We were just like shocked because we were like, what?
Why the fuck is she up in the business?
Right, right. Exactly. So this is just a little.
Oh my God.
FYI to everybody out there. I would have been
like, bitch, why don't you mind your fucking business?
How about that? This is how sensitive sexual harassment is.
That's not even sexual harassment. She's being nosy, bitch.
She is being nosy.
That's like, what it is.
We don't even know you. We don't even go to refrigerators.
Refrigerators from the refrigerator department.
You cold like your refrigerators, woman. Go get yourself some. Go work in ovens or something.
Yes.
Go warm yourself up. Go get yourself a sex life.
Because clearly you need it.
Yeah. So that really blew my mind.
Oh my God. That's something else.
Yeah. So I tell my staff constantly, please watch what you are saying. I don't take offense.
And be very observant of your surroundings, clearly.
Because I can clearly go ahead and be like, I'm offended. They were talking about sex.
You know, it's just so funny. Somebody. It's just this generation. Mm-hmm. It's not even this generation. It's just people in general are very sensitive. And it's just like, why?
Yeah.
You know, people should be able to speak freely as long as the other person is comfortable with talking about that. And as long as two people are comfortable talking about the subject, there should be no issue.
Exactly.
So.
And I was surprised that it happened here because I started working at Sears down south.
Right.
But this shit happened when I came back home.
When Sears used to be around.
Yes.
It's no longer around anymore.
R.I.P. Sears. So. So, yeah. So please watch your verbiage with your coworkers because it is a very sensitive topic.
Yes, it is. Clearly.
And I mean, to this day, I'm like, feel a little bit of a sting, like, oh shit, I got pulled into HR for sexual harassment and I didn't even harass nobody.
Like, exactly. It was just you having a general conversation
with a
friend.
Yeah. And here I am trying to get information and I'm not even like telling the
and
person.
If somebody is up in your business listening to your conversation, mm-hmm. and reports it,
mm-hmm.
as if like you're talking to the person itself when she was freaking instigating. Yeah. That's just what it is. She was instigating.
Like, lady, you roll up in the Kool-Aid and you don't even understand the flavor. Take a walk. Take a fucking walk. Go do something.
I think she needs to get some.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, she probably take it to the grave.
Yeah.
I got the sex. Let me take that shit to the grave.
I've been dreaming about that a lot.
What, the sex?
Yeah. I dreamt that was that had sex with Ray J. Go figure. You know me, I'm not this black man at all. No offense. I'm not saying that to be offensive, you know, but I like.
That is a dream.
I like vanilla, but not vanilla. I like vanilla men.
I don't like
vanilla sex.
Wait. I'm just trying to understand here. Ray J, is it because he was with a Kardashian? Because
no,
I know how much you love them.
I know because I think he packed. I don't know. He was in my dream. What am I supposed to say? And he had a big schlong.
Wasn't that his song? Wait a minute.
Yeah. Maybe because I haven't gotten in a while.
Yeah, it's gotten to desperate times. Yes. Call for desperate measures. Yeah.
I'm used to getting it on a regular basis. Like, you know, there's getting just, it here and, you know, once
yeah,
in the blue.
Yeah, but see, like, we're in this space where we want premium dick. So I can't.
Exactly. Yes, I can't. Because I can get it anytime, but I just don't want to. Yes. Right.
You don't
want to. So in the midst of it, I'm dreaming about it.
I think that we are realizing.
Dream about how I want it.
And you really think that Ray J can give it to you?
Listen, he was in my dream. What am I supposed to say? I can't predict who's going to be in my dream. I'd rather be Henry Cavill, to keep it real. Who else? Let me think of another man who I like. Henry Cavill. Think of somebody for me. I can't think right now.
I can't. Oh, my fucking hurt.
I can't think right now. That guy from Ghost Hunters. I forgot his name.
Who's the guy from Ghost
Hunters? But he's fine as hell.
No, what about the dude that we saw that documentary and they were saying it?
Oh my God, yes, him too.
They were talking about the guy. We were talking about the guy that had the stroke and we're like, oh, fuck the guy that had the stroke. What's your name?
Even though it's fucked up.
It's fucked up. I'm sure a lot of women that watched that episode that was like zooming through CNN on the, and they're like, what? Zeke?
It was a documentary on CNN. Yeah, figure.
It was like, this guy had a stroke. Fuck the guy that had the stroke. The guy's talking about his friend is hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Even Chris Cuomo, like, he's packing.
Oh, yeah.
Chris
Cuomo is hot.
Yeah, and he's packing. If you know what I mean, ladies.
A wink. Anyway, so back to workplace romances. So, yeah, I've had a few workplace romances, and what's really I tell this to a lot of people all the time. So like, we talked about sexual harassment, right? And I say to people, you know what, sexual harassment only happens when you're not attracted to the person.
Yes.
Because if the person's not, I'm sorry guys, if you get written up for sexual harassment, it's because the girl's not attracted to you. All right, right. If she says I'm not interested, just stop. If you keep pursuing it, she's gonna file for sexual harassment. Yes. And vice versa, I'm sure. And I think that, because honestly, how many workplace romances happen? Lots of them. And it's because both people are attracted to each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Usually people around really don't know about it. They try to keep it on the hush hush.
Oh,
as
yeah.
As much as they possibly can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And like I said, like when I was at, when I worked at the gym, I only had one relationship in the whole 10 years from there. And it was with the mechanic, which was very, very odd. It wasn't with a member. A lot of people are like, oh, you were with a member? And it's like, fuck no, because they're crazy.
Right.
And I don't want to mess with
that. I can't even put myself in this category because I've never had. Oh, no. Back in the day.
I'm looking at you like.
Yeah, I forgot. You know, hey, I'm thinking about now, like present day. But then back in the day, yeah, when I used to like.
Not now?
No.
Really?
What? I don't have anything going on with anybody now.
But you did do something.
Did I?
Oh, shit. You forgot.
I don't remember.
It's not that long ago. I mean, it was a workplace hookup. It wasn't a romance.
Oh, I forgot about that.
See, look at that.
But it wasn't really workplace. It was like somebody that I work with. Like, I.
Same shit?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad because I guess it wasn't anything to write home about.
I mean,
I don't know.
I really wouldn't call it like that. I mean, like people that you work around, you see every day. Like, I don't see this person every day.
I didn't see the mechanic every day, and that's why I went with it, because of the fact that he didn't work just at my location. He worked at all the locations, so it wasn't like I was in that space where, you know, it would interfere with everyday work life.
Right.
You know, because you have to be careful with shit like that. Because if you guys get into an argument and then you're at the workplace and you're still pissed off about something that happened at home, it's just a mess.
This is like somebody who, you know, I pretty much technically, quote unquote, worked for. Like, I handled.
Bet you did.
God. yeah.
And that's where that story ends. I'm trying to think. So the first time I had a workplace romance, and actually when I think about it,
I think you had more than I did, I would say.
I had more jobs than you.
Yeah, because my jobs have been pretty steady.
Yeah. I mean, you've had the one that you've been at.
For years. But then I had ones before that, obviously.
Yeah.
And I've hooked up with people like college, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like when you work in like the basic, you know, retail situation, retail. Whatever, yeah. And I've had sex in the store and in the room.
The dressing room?
No, like, like the storage room, whatever like that. Uh-huh. I've done that before, as mm-hmm. crazy as that is. I was like 17 years old.
I'm sure a lot of 17-year-olds have done that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, so like my first workplace, quote unquote, romance was, I didn't even think about this, was when I moved down south.
Right.
I connected with someone, and I've spoken about him before on several episodes, the one that had the bad gambling problem. Mm. And that was my first, and it wasn't even like a romance. It was kind of weird. We connected because he had smart ass humor, and he would call my store every night looking for shoes, because I worked for a shoe store, and we would call around to find shoes, and we would send shoes to other stores.
Right.
So here I am in New Hampshire and he's in South Carolina, mm-hmm. and we just kind of connected. And then I think it was wrong on so many levels, because I moved down there for I moved down there for a job,
right,
at the store. Mm-hmm. And I would have been like a AGM, which is assistant general manager, but there was some real fucked up shit that happened where I got the job, and when I went down there, my boss or manager sabotaged me.
Really?
And the job was like not existent anymore.
Wow.
However, the general manager of that store was amazing and took me in and allowed me to live with her and her husband so I can get on my feet over there. But
That's good.
Yeah, which was great. Right. Which was like my saving grace. But we got together because he wanted to get out of his parents' house.
Right.
You know? And I was like 19. He was 20 something. I forgot how much older he is than me. He wanted to get out of his parents' house. I needed to find a place to live. And that's why we got together. Mm. You know, we did have a cool like connection and we could hang out and shit. But yeah, when I look back,
right,
we never should have gotten together.
Right.
Never should have gotten together. Gambling obviously was more important to him than having a relationship with me. And then I try to think about what was the next thing after him as far as workplace romances. And it wasn't until I got back and came back to New York.
Hmm.
And when I came back to New York, I mean, I had hookups.
I mean, that's what I would call them too. Like hookups.
No, I had a hookup at Sears. I didn't have a romance. I had two hookups.
Right.
I'm thinking about it. Wait a minute. One, two.
Just like, you know, sporadic situation.
Well, one was a straight up like one time deal. And the other one was like a constant like thing.
Right.
God, that was fucked up too. I'm sitting here thinking back like, oh shit, that was pretty fucked up. Yeah. The one that was like a constant thing, he had a girlfriend and she worked with us. So, but oh, wow. But the thing is, you know what's funny? I didn't hook up with him until after I quit. So it wasn't really like a.
Were they still together?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Sears, that was like the most brutal debauchery playground I've ever seen. So fucked up. I mean, my old manager in the electronics department was hooking up with three different girls. We had three floors, so it was literally like a girl a floor.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah, and then they all found out about each other one day. Yeah, that was very interesting. And then we have my ever so lovely girl who like became my best friend, and she hooked up with every guy in merchandise pickup with the exception of one guy. And I knew who the one guy was because she did not hook up with white guys. And all of merchandise
for
pickups,
me, that would have been the
right?
opposite.
This would have been the opposite. I know. You would have been like, girl, I hooked up with one guy in MPU. And I would have been like, oh, yeah, I know which one. The one white guy. But no, with her, it was the opposite. It was all the black guys and the one white guy she was not interested in. So, yeah. And oh, my God, when I think back to those days. Everybody was hooking up with everybody. Like I had a coworker.
Those were the days back then.
Yeah, she was married with four kids at 24.
Oh wow.
Oh
that's
yeah.
That's young.
Yeah, she got married at a very young
four
age.
Four
kids at 24.
Oh god.
And she hooked up. She was married and she hooked up with the married guy in TVs He looked like what was that guy's name from Sesame Street? Gordon, the bald black dude.
He looked like him.
Yeah, he looked exactly like
him. Oh my god. Which is so funny. Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, when I think back to those days, like and everybody knew about it, which was crazy. Like, we kind of all sort of knew something was going on. And here you think about a department retail store.
Right.
And you get to sit down with the staff. I'm like,
everybody knows everybody.
Everybody. Everybody was hooking up with everybody. Yeah. And so then I left there. Didn't hook up with anybody at that store. So then the first relationship I had would probably been the next job when I worked in the next shoe store. And I didn't even want to be with him because he wasn't my type. I spoke about him too. I spoke about him too several episodes ago. And we were talking about how being friends with like an ex, he couldn't be friends with me after.
Right.
But that's the thing. Like, even in the beginning, I told him, I was like, you're not my type. Yeah, we get along great. Okay, right. So what, we live on the same train line, big whoop.
Right.
We have the same schedule. I see you all the time. Okay, great, whatever.
But he wasn't your type.
Hell no.
But you pursued the relationship. Or,
I tried to give
what,
it.
What you know, call yeah. relationship.
I was anyway. Like, you know, because I was thinking to myself, maybe I was being shallow.
No.
I was. You don't even know what he looked like or anything. But
if I know your type, yeah. And I see the, you know, the guy that you date now compared to, you know, the person mm-hmm. that you described, and bipolar opposite.
Yeah, it was weird because, like I said, he wasn't a bad looking guy.
Right.
It's just he wasn't my type.
Right.
He's
not what you were into.
Or I don't even really have a type. It's just I wasn't attracted
you
to him.
You kind of do have a type. Technically.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay, what's my type? I want to hear from your eyes.
I mean, number one, they have to be in the same music. Into the same music that you're into. That's mm-hmm. Number one.
But I'm a music lover.
Yeah, but you want
with
somebody.
With a decided preference.
Yes. Somebody who's into metal. Yeah. That's very important.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who.
Open-minded to music.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's not closed off to it.
Yeah.
For the most part, I mean, you do like, you know, the German guys, Swedish men. Yes. You know, but you do like the Latin lover every once in a while. Yeah. You know.
Like a potpourri of shit.
Yeah. I mean, you're open, but then you do have a certain criteria
and
of
style.
What. Yeah, of what yeah. you like.
Yeah, I have a certain look that I go for, I yeah. guess.
And I'm sure he was not.
Oh, hell no.
That.
No. He wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was Haitian. No. I mean, nothing against.
No comment.
Yeah. Nothing against Haitian, but he was
nothing against. Yeah.
Yeah. He like I said, he was very handsome. I loved when he used to have.
Did himself up.
Yeah. I used to love when he would like touch up his beard.
Right.
You know, I loved when he got rid of his cornrows. I loved it. When he shaved, like he cut down his hair and he got a really nice freaking Caesar. He looked good.
Right.
And he had a great smile.
Right.
But he was, oh God, what's the word? I can't think of the word, but he was funny, but very conceited. He was conceited in a very funny manner. And what I mean by that, like he would be like we would get ready to go out.
Uh-huh.
And he'd be like, okay, let me make sure I have everything before we go out. He's like, keys, check, phone, check, girlfriend, check. Am I still fine? And then he would look at himself in the mirror and he'd go, check.
I mean, that's very interesting.
Like,
I mean, that's good that he
had that confidence.
Yeah, that confidence. There's nothing yeah, wrong
no, no,
with
no.
that.
But then what would happen is like 10 minutes later, we're walking down the street and he'd be like, oh, baby, let's back up here. And he would go back to a reflection in the window of a department store and he'd be like, yes, I am still fine.
I'd be like, okay.
I'd be like, can we please go?
Yes. I don't like that though.
Right?
It's like, a turnoff for me. When somebody, I, you know, it's one thing for a person to be confident with themselves, mm-hmm. but it's another thing when they boast a little bit too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's a turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
you know? Like, I don't like this, you know, on the whole dating site, there's some guys that are all into fitness and they want to show off their physique and how good they look. And to me, I look at that as you're showing off a little bit too much. I get that you're taking care of yourself, but it's just like, it's a little bit.
Make it one picture.
Yeah.
And make it good, guys.
Exactly.
But don't make every picture. Yeah. Every picture is you in the gym.
Yeah. And, you know, because I dated somebody who was just very all into himself and thought he was the shit. And I'm not gonna say he's not a good looking guy, but it's like, okay.
Is there more to you?
Yeah, exactly.
If there is, please show me.
Exactly. There's more to you than the looks. Like, what is it behind that you could bring to the table that's gonna draw me to you and keep me there?
Right. And I think that in your profile, you should be writing something that's like really talk about yourself, really think about yourself. But like I said, guys, think about yourself and look at it in the viewpoint of a woman looking to meet somebody and then ask yourself, would you date you?
Right. Because no guy, you know, listen, no woman likes a man who, you know, kind of is a show off. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know, I look like this. So I got this. I have that. Like, okay. That good for you. I'm glad that you're doing well for yourself, that you taking care of yourself. But I don't need to constantly hear it in every single.
Yeah.
Like everything that you say.
Yeah. Well, that was him. He was like, I'm fine. God, you should be happy you with me because I'm good looking. No. And I'm like,
and what about me?
Yeah.
I'm not good looking.
He would never tell me I was pretty or beautiful.
Okay.
Or
and
like
that was a clear indicator to keep
it
moving.
That's right. And I kept it moving. Keep it moving. I deaded that shit. And he was all like, oh, but you're not giving us a shot. You're not giving us a chance. And it's like, how? Yes, I did. And I told you in the beginning, you are not my type.
Right. When you're sitting there, you know, talking about how good you look and not once you say, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Like,
damn, we look good together. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, make me want to stay there with you.
Exactly.
So I'm like, you know what? You in love with yourself, then just be by yourself.
Exactly.
Simple. You know? Yeah. And then I'm thinking, never did anything there. And yeah. And then I didn't have another workplace romance until I got to the gym. And like I said, the mechanic wasn't there all the time. He was kind of bouncing around and he was Honduran and Jamaican, which was very odd combo.
You know what they say about West Indian men.
Yeah. I mean, he was a good looking dude, but he was short. Totally not your type. Like, I'm taller than him.
Yeah. But they usually say West Indian men are not faithful.
They're fucking dogs. Yes. They're dogs.
It just is what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've not met one loyal.
I've learned that through experience.
I think plenty of women have learned that. So I try to steer away of the Caribbean guys.
Me too.
Yeah, and the reason we broke up is my complexion was a little bit much for him.
Oh my God. And she's like caramel light skin.
Yeah. it was the craziest thing to
me. That's just insane. Yeah. He's black, right?
No. Was he? Well, like I said, he's Honduran and Jamaican, but he's light. Like,
okay. Nevertheless, he's Jamaican. He's black.
Right.
At the end of the day.
He's a combination, which is still black, right?
Right.
But in his culture, his skin tone is, he's considered white because he's like a lighter complexion than me.
Okay.
And it's funny to know that, you know, racism happens across the board.
Yeah,
it
does.
Prejudices 100%. Happen across the board in every culture.
Yeah. I mean, and it comes down, in the black culture, they used to do the brown paper bag to see if you were darker than the brown paper bag or lighter.
Right. So in his culture, what happened was I had gone on a motorcycle ride in the middle of summer. And I'm in the sun. I have a year-round tan. So FYI, if I have a year-round tan and I'm in the sun, I'm going to get darker.
And he broke up with you because of that?
No, he didn't break up with me. I broke up with him because of his ignorance.
Well,
I couldn't take it anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he sees me and he takes his finger and swipes my fucking arm, my forearm. And, what is this? Pero, what is this? I said, what are you talking about? It's my arm. And he's like, no, this. And I'm like, my culture. Yeah, Beto, you're too dark. You're too dark. My culture, we don't mix with people like you. I said, excuse
me.
Have you not seen me?
It's so crazy. It's so crazy that in every culture, even Spanish, where there's a separation between, you know, light and dark skin, you know, the ones that look like they're white and the ones that are black.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy, the prejudice between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, let's keep it real. Let's go back to the generations, you know, the Africans who came to your island and they were what? African. So in reality, you're really black. Right. Okay. If you want to deny it or not. And it's just is what it is. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, if you want to go all the way back to generations and to, you know, do the whole, what did you do? You did the whole,
My heritage.
Yeah. My heritage.
Yeah.
Listen, there's black in everybody.
Yeah, at the end, well, it does trace back
including Italian, okay? Because yeah. My ex-husband, he has black in there.
Sicilians, yes.
Yeah, they have black in there, yeah.
Yeah, but
he admits that, my ex-husband, though.
Oh, well, he's totally
up. Yeah, he used to be like, I'm not black. I'm like, what do you mean you're not black? Like, mm-hmm. he used to say, I'm black. Mm-hmm. No, he used to say, I'm not white. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if you look in the mirror... I would say that you're white, but he's talking about generations going back and the mixed culture behind it.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of it, you know, which a lot of Italians don't like to admit to themselves.
Yeah.
Sicilian wise.
It was just crazy what made me get to the point of just like, yeah, I'm done with this. Right. And then I thought to myself, like, okay, Dagna, if you're going to meet anybody, I like to meet people organically. Like, I just have a personality, and if I'm out, I just connect with people.
Yeah, doesn't as matter. It should be.
Yeah, it just, that's what
but
it is.
But you meet a lot of different people. I'm just like, blase. If I meet you, I meet you. If I don't, I don't. I think I'm just in a world of my own. I'm in the world of Cheryl.
And this is why I'm trying to bring Cheryl into the world of Dagna.
Because the people that I meet, it's just like, when I do meet somebody, it's just like, God. You know, I think I'm on the same page as them at first. And then when I, you know, go into the relationship, I'm like, okay, yeah, we're not. Mm-hmm. Just as what I'm unfortunate.
Yeah. And like I said, I think workplace romances happen because you spend so much more time at work.
Right.
You know, but if you have the time to go out and meet people.
Which is very hard for people because of majority of the time people are working.
Right. Here in New York, I mean, you got to work in order to keep a place.
Yeah, exactly. So I think for you, because of your job, you have, it's a lot more open for you to meet and mix mm-hmm. and mingle with different people. Mm-hmm. So you have the... it's more available to you to possibly meet somebody else, right. You know, for me, it's just very, you know,
yeah, here it is. This
yeah.
is what you get.
Yeah. Here it is. This is what you get. So I don't like, it's just not the same for me. Mm-hmm. Hence, you know, the whole dating app.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. Which kind of sucks.
We should probably make this episode work life romances versus online dating.
Yeah. Because I don't have any time to really go out and, you know, mix and mingle like that. Mm-hmm. I just don't, you know, with family, kids, work, it's just, it doesn't leave room
yeah.
for it. Yeah, hence why there's so many people. But then there's so many people who are on the dating app that are not keeping it real, mm-hmm. who are very fake about their shit. They want to meet somebody, but then you're still being fake about your shit.
It's also that thing of that people don't want to really realize who they are as a person, or they still don't know who they are as a person. They're still trying to find themselves.
I think at this point in stage in our life, you know, us especially at our age, yeah. at some point you should know, and if you don't know, then I don't know what to say.
Right. That's why it's like, it's such a fine line of trying to meet the one, quote unquote, the one, right? And it's so difficult. And that's why I'm like, you know, the life is too short and the world is too fucking big to find the one. But then there's those people that do find them.
Yeah, my friend, she met somebody at work.
Did she?
Yeah.
Who? No, I mean, don't use
you
names.
I kind of talked about her.
Oh, wait.
And she met somebody at work. Uh-huh. And, you know, as she said, and, you know, as time went on, she grew to love this person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's an amazing guy. Mm-hmm. Like, she
hit the jackpot.
Yeah, she did. She hit the jackpot. Like, mm-hmm. he's an amazing guy. He's like a big teddy bear. Like, mm-hmm. he takes care of her and treats her like a queen.
But you know what?
That was through meeting through a workplace at work.
Oh, I didn't know they met at work. But
yeah,
But this is the kicker here. Now, let's say he was on a dating app, you would have just swiped and not even talked to him.
Yeah. As crazy as that is. And I know, and I see the personality and see who he mm-hmm. is. And he has a heart of gold.
And
you know, he doesn't have the looks. Like, you know, he's not like the best looking guy, but he has an amazing heart and amazing soul.
Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for those guys that are online that do not have the look.
Right.
Because a lot of people will go, no.
Yeah.
You know, and let's say maybe he's not articulate, so he's not able to write
well,
down.
Well, he can articulate.
Well, he can, but that's what I'm saying.
He's in a very high position.
But that's the thing. There are guys on these dating apps.
They can't articulate how they want.
Yeah, they can't articulate, but they have the traits of him.
Right.
They don't look it. They can't articulate. And then here,
but they're an amazing, they have an amazing heart.
Right. And, and here are women just, oh, ew.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What? Oh, yeah. You know, and this is why like online dating does not appeal to me.
Right.
Because I, you know, guys are doing the same thing to me. They could look at me and be like, oh, ew. And I'm fucking, right. I'm fucking awesome.
I think I'm awesome too.
You know what I mean?
You hitting the jackpot with me. Straight up. I think with both of us, it's the same situation.
They're like, hitting more with the jackpot with you than with me. But
you're crazy.
I know. I'm being honest out there, guys. If you see Cheryl on a dating app, is more of a jackpot hitting her crazy. Up than hitting me up, because the only thing I can offer you is fucking heart and personality and
so
loyalty.
What does that say about me?
Well, you have the looks. That's the bonus is looks. Yeah.
That's nice that you say that.
Why? What? On top of everything else. What do you mean?
Yeah. You know, I think we don't view ourselves with how other people will see us.
Mm-hmm.
So the next person will be like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And then when we look at ourselves, we're like, we're okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm nothing to write home about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't view myself like other people may say, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And to me, I'm like, you know,
she cray cray. But yeah, like, you know, I think about those things, and this is why I say to myself, like,
but I think we both have our shit together. And I think that's a huge quality. And we're both freaking sane and mentally stable, because that's just very important in the world that we live in.
Yeah, it is.
To have your shit together and to be okay in the head, because there's some fucking crazy ass people in this world and you got to like second guess.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you got to do like your own
research.
Yes. You got to do your own research on people. And it shouldn't be like that, but that's just how it goes, especially if you have kids, you know, and you're welcoming somebody into your life, into your family. You have to kind of know what you're dealing with.
Right. Yeah. I'm
so I understand, you know, some people do the dating within work because you kind of already kind of know the person. You kind of get to know
the
person.
You see them every day. Yeah. So you start to have conversations.
Yeah. So I understand why people will probably gravitate towards that than the online dating, because you already kind of know the person, you know, you talk every day and you kind of have an insight about what's going on in that person's life compared to somebody that you're just meeting, you know,
online. And you gotta trust what they're saying about themselves. Like that's a huge trust online dating.
Exactly.
You know, if I can feel your vibe and, you know, like just getting to know you and shit, and then like a romance manifests.
Right.
That's typically what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And workplace romances are like happen constantly.
Right.
And that's why I said it's like so funny when you think about the sensitivity of sexual harassment.
Yeah, because that's
a big
factor.
And then the amount of workplace romances.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'm going to like fast forward through like jobs, because I've had like so many fucking jobs. But but like when I worked for the daddy companies of them all.
Amazon.
Woo. When you sign up to work for Amazon, they make you sign your life away, and you're signing paperwork after paperwork after paperwork. And one of those things is like, you will not talk to anybody who's a different level than you.
And obviously, so like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, everybody's a different rank, a different level. And what's funny is like, if you're a level one, you do not leave the premises with someone who's a level three.
That's just
you
so
do not
stupid.
Leave the premises with someone that's a higher level than you.
Right.
You know? And that fucking rule book went out the window.
On a few occasions.
Whew. Wow. Yeah.
I live vicariously through Miss Dagna here. You know, because, you know, my life is fucking boring right now.
No.
It used to be lively at some point, you know. Let's, you know, hey, roll you back to memory lane. Hey,
if you quit your job right now, you could probably get hired at Amazon as a level six. It's never too late. Amazon ain't going nowhere. I do get flashbacks every now and then. But I actually ended up having a solid, quote unquote, solid relationship.
Right.
From there. But yeah. That obviously did not work out, because I'm saying was.
Yeah.
But all
nevertheless,
in all,
there's something developed at some point.
Yeah, but it was a great relationship. All in all, it wasn't like abusive or anything like that. I feel. But yeah, a hookup or two. Not proud of one. I'm proud of, and one I'm not. Maybe one I'm not proud of. I don't know. You'll read all about it in my book. That if I ever write one.
Yes. We'll write about both of our stories.
Memoirs of an employee. That's what it's going to be called. Memoirs of an employee.
Memoirs of an employee. I thought it was going to be Lady and the Harlot.
Oh, that's our Bible. That's
yeah, the Bible.
The Bible.
But then it talks about our escapades.
Oh, God.
You know, even though things are leveled out and very calm right now, we've had those moments where it was wild and crazy. And I reflect back to that, and I'm not going to lie. I miss that. I really do. Yeah. At times.
Yeah, I miss that at times too. I'm in healing mode right now. I'm also really understanding the worth of my vagina. So
like the show.
Yes.
That they was like I forgot the name of the show where they were talking about they had
too
to draw
hot to handles.
Yeah, they had to draw a picture of their vagina.
Yeah. I've been on that journey for several years now.
Right.
And it does pop into my mind a lot. Every so often.
Right.
But more so now since of the surgery, you know.
Of course.
And women, ladies, please value your vagina. Don't just let anybody up in there.
Trust me, yes. We say that through experience.
Mm-hmm. The transfer of energy is real.
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
It does. You know, so, whatever that person's energy is, if it's negative or positive, you're taking in all of that.
Yeah, and I don't want to let no more negative bullshit up in me.
No.
I really don't.
Same only, here.
That's why I say, that's
only
why.
Only positive.
The only positive is
welcome. If you're doing your shit and you, you know, you're growing as an individual and you're doing the right things, then, you know, we can talk. Mm-hmm. And maybe I don't mind you coming up in me. But if you're sitting there sulking about life and venting every so often about your freaking job and how miserable you are, which I used to fucking hear every single day. And it's just like, dude, like, okay, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, this is life. This is, you know.
Look on the brighter side.
Yeah, look on the bright side. You know,
be
at least
optimistic.
Yeah, at least you have a job. At least you're doing
dream. Dream bigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
don't be typical. And really, you know what, guys? Like, really, the woman that you're pursuing, if you put her on a pedestal, like, same goes for her vagina.
Exactly.
So bring your A game, bring your positivity, bring your respect. And then you'll be welcomed.
Exactly.
Period. So what would you prefer? Workplace romance or online dating? If you had a life where you were exposed to more options,
you know,
at work.
They usually say you don't shit where you what eat. Was it? Yeah. You don't shit where you eat.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a double-edged sword. When it comes down to that.
You love
that.
These metaphors today, huh?
Yeah. At least I'm saying them today. Before the other episode, I was like,
what was that again?
I couldn't remember shit.
We crossed the street at red, right? Green? Wait. No.
I couldn't remember anything. I don't know what was going on that day. You would think the same thing would happen kind of right now because I'm a little, you know. But, yeah.
So what would you prefer?
I think I would prefer probably work.
Yeah, workplace romance.
Yeah, workplace romance. Because you kind of know the person and, you know, you kind of somewhat develop a friendship with that person. So you kind of, you know, you talk every day and you kind of know a little bit if that person's willing to share a little bit more with you in terms of what's going on with them in their private life.
What is it called? The water coolers conversation. Hey, Bill, how was work? How was life? How's the weekend? How's
yeah,
the kids?
And some people are very open, and they spill the tea on their everything. Yes. You know what's going on with them.
Yeah,
you know, and then when you kind of get the ins and outs about somebody, and you're like, okay, well, maybe I can, you know, roll with this person. But when online dating, it's just you're totally
winging
meeting
it.
A complete stranger. And listen, I've dated somebody who you remember once told me. They were this age. In reality, they were much older. And it's just like, why are you going to lie about dumb bullshit like
that? You on Google, my friend.
Yes. Like, bitch, I could fucking look your ass up. So please, men, don't lie about your age. Because once I get your full name, it just takes me. And oh, you said that you were 45, but in reality, you're 58.
Oh, you're a registered sex offender.
And you know, we're laughing about it, but it's really not funny.
Because we've both been through that.
Yeah, it's really not funny, because this is why I say about be real with your shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you can't be real with your shit, then you shouldn't be online dating. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know I don't have fucking time for games, and neither do you at the end of the day. We're freaking too grown for that. This is not fucking high school, you know. If you fucking can't keep it real, then I don't even know what to say.
Then don't be dating.
Then don't be dating. Really.
Right.
You know, if you want something long-term, something real, something genuine, fucking put your shit on the table. And if that person is willing to accept you for who you are, then so be it. But when you sit there and you fucking lie about dumb bullshit that's unnecessary, then it's just like, what are you really looking for at the end of the day?
Right. And you know what? I would rather that person say on their online dating profile, you know what? I just want to fuck.
Exactly.
And I know I can just...
Like the guy that we came across today, who talked about he was a kinky bitch. Yeah.
I was like,
you're on the wrong site. You should be on Tinder.
Yeah. Wait. This is not for like hookups. This is for actual relationships. I don't think that bro knows this. So yeah. So then we know, okay, X. Next.
Yes. But at least you're honest. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I prefer honesty more than anything. Mm-hmm. Because that just shows the type of character of person that you are at the end of the day.
Yeah. So, guys, I would love to hear from you guys and find out, like, what would you prefer? Online dating or workplace romance?
Yeah. I'm sure a majority of you would probably say work.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. You don't know.
I really don't know. I know for myself, that's what I say for me. Yeah. For anybody else, I don't know. I think knowing somebody and kind of having an insight into that person's personality is better than knowing nobody at all.
Like I said, I would rather meet somebody. I would rather meet somebody organically than online.
Right.
And I know that that's also a sense of organic meeting, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess in some form.
But that's the thing.
Those guys are. I mean, well, if it's an online dating site,
right?
Then obviously everybody's there for the same purpose,
right?
People have met online through social media that are not looking to meet anybody. They just kind of connect,
right?
Which is another different level or outlet,
right?
And that I prefer also, right? That's an organic way of meeting, because you just connect on something and you guys have a conversation and just kind of rolls.
Right.
Which is, I've been through that too. So, we want to hear from you guys. You can reach out to us at ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook.
Yes.
Lady and the Harlot.
Yes. And we're only going to respond, you know, because we get a whole bunch of type of spam mail. And please reach out to us if you're really genuine about telling your story. Anything else outside of that, unfortunately, we will not respond to. I'm just keeping it real.
Except for Old Man Zimmerman. We love him.
Yes. We love Old Man Zimmerman. And we call him Old Man Zimmerman because
he only has two pictures.
He has a picture of an old man, and he's just very...
loving us.
Yes. He responds to every single post. And he's just a ray of light because we love his energy.
Yes. So Old Man Zimmerman is a shout out. We love you. We love your comments.
We don't know if you're really Old Man Zimmerman. We're kind of going based off your picture. But if you're not, you know, I don't know. But we love your energy and we love you. And thank you for the support.
Start calling him Daddy Zimmerman.
Daddy Zimmerman.
So
he probably like that.
I know, right? He probably would like that. Every time he responds, I wonder if he's actually thinking he's responding to either of us, or if he's responding to both of us.
Yeah, because there's two of us. You know what I mean?
I wonder that, because he's
lady and the harlot. Even though in reality we're both harlots here. Let's keep it real.
We're both ladies too.
We're both ladies and we're both harlots.
Yeah,
there's two sides.
Yes,
who doesn't want both ends of the spectrum?
But I think that I wonder, because you know, as we've said before, Cheryl does the posts and I usually comment to everybody. Very rarely will she ever comment to everybody.
I just do the posting, so thank you, shout out for people who love what we post, or mm-hmm. you know what I post, and then Dagna does the commenting.
Yeah,
because she's very good at, you know, socializing and really communicating and reaching out to people.
Yeah, and thank you guys for sharing.
That's her strong suit.
Yes, right, sharing some of your stories with me, by the way, and wanting suggestions and advice or whatever. Like I said, we're not trained professionals, but we're just giving kind of our insight on shit. So anyway, we're rambling at this point. we have merch. Please go to ladyandtheharlot.com.
Yeah, and then you can go to, there's a link that says merch, and it takes you directly to TeePublic, which will lead you to our merch that we have, which is Lady and the Harlot t-shirts, if you like to purchase.
So anyway, with that, I am Dagna.
I am Cheryl.
And thank you for joining us on this episode.
Yes, thank you so much for listening and supporting.
Subscribe, yes. Like, leave a review. Yeah, we love you.
Because the more you like and subscribe, the more we grow.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.